you wanna ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way, highway. They'll take a ride on the way, highway.
It's time for the Way Highway on Adobe Radio. Brought to you by Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions, with your hosts, Justin Ware and Sean Cowig.
Welcome, welcome to The Way Highway, a Lean and Green radio show exploring the wild and wonderful world of weed, a comedic creation of cannabis Americana, hosted by two THC aficionados, me, Justin Ware.
And me, Sean Cowig. Hey, you want to know more about us and the show? Well, you can cyber stalk us right now on the information super Way Highway at Way Highway on Twitter.com, at Way Highway on Instagram.
Or you can write us at Way Highway at Adobe.com or visit our website. And speaking of our website, www.thewayhighway.com.
I was like, what happened to our website? Is it okay?
It's okay. Don't worry.
Oh, man.
I mean, I guess I don't really know that. I haven't looked in the last half an hour. Maybe. Maybe it's all good. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You'll notice if you go to our website that there's some lovely photographs of us, which is not weird because it's our website.
That's how.
But the photography on our website was taken by our guest today, who will be joining us in a little bit, Jenny Brzezinski.
Really?
Yeah, you knew that, Sean.
I know, but you were advertising it to me as if I didn't know. So
Sean,
I was saying
fun
yes.
Fact.
And then what?
Fun fact.
The
woman that took many photos that you're in, including
my headshots
on your card.
All of my headshots.
And your headshots.
I was the only one there for that. The fact that you knew is strange. Out of us, out of the two of us, is what
I have an arrangement with Jenny that any picture she takes of you, she sends me the copies.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I have it for my wall of Sean.
It's like
a wall of shame, but it's a wall of Sean.
It's a wall of Sean. That's good.
Not Wallace Sean from Princess Bride and...
No.
That's what you get for the
Thessalian.
That's the Thessalian. That's Wallace Shawn.
Yeah. No more rhymes. I mean it. Is what he says before then.
Anybody got a peanut?
And that's Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Says that.
Thank you.
That was a dramatic recreation of
the
little
Princess
bits
Bride.
Of The Princess Bride.
Written by William Goldman.
As you wish.
As you wish. We talked about Andre the Giant way back on this show, I think.
I bet we did.
When I used to talk about how Andre the Giant was driven to school by the playwright Samuel Beckett.
Right.
I feel like now we're recurring weird stories.
That's fun.
But that's okay, because Bernie Bronson had never heard that one.
They had not heard it yet, and now they know.
It's a very weird story, because he's too big for the school bus or some weird thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But any Andre the Giant, if you have an Andre the Giant story out there.
Please, send in all your Andre stories.
Happily share Andre the Giant stories.
Robin Wright Penn.
Yes.
Well, it's Robin Wright now.
Well,
it's just
Robin.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Robin. Got her head warmed on the set of The Princess Bride by Andre's hand, because his single hand could encompass her entire head.
And it was cold?
And it was cold.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
And it was cold.
So it was welcome.
It was a welcome head warming hand.
Yeah.
Because he was a gentle giant.
He was a gentle giant. I mean, he was also a violent wrestler.
Right.
But he does seem like a very, he was a very nice man. Mm-hmm. He was a good actor. And
great special.
I don't know if good actor is the right phrase, but he was,
Hey, come on now.
But, Hey, R.I.P., cool. Andre.
Yeah, miss you.
And also Obey, because wasn't that Andre the Giant and the Shepherd Fairy stickers that were all over that said Obey on them? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Andre
the Giant.
Now I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, Shepherd Fairy who did the famous Obama Hope poster and also was in a band with my friend.
What?
Yeah, very weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah, my friend Merritt is in a band with Shepherd Fairey, who you'd think, because he's been around for so long, would be, like, old.
Mm-hmm. But he's not. He must have been like 20 when he was doing that stuff.
Shepard Fairey being his like artist name.
No, I think it's just his name.
That is actually but not like Banksy.
No, I think he's not. I don't think he's. It's not a nom de plume.
Uh huh. His name is Shepard Fairey.
Oh, I don't know if that's his real name, but I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
Obey right there, Honor the Giant. Speaking of our Google things that we have to, can we make sure that we check if Shepard Fairey's real name is Shepard Fairey? Thank you, Bronson.
Perfect. We'll get to the bottom of that.
We'll get to the bottom of that at the commercial break. And by the way, we should probably talk a little bit because this is underway now.
Oh, yeah. It's beginning, Way Highway listeners.
Yes.
Funny, though, we're going to get wrapped up in the vortex that is the way Highway records.
Yes.
Right? Because, guys, I mean, if you don't know this already, this is not now.
Yes, we're in the past.
We're in the past, and you're in the present. And,
right.
Or
although our future.
Maybe the future, and it is our future. Because when you're listening to this, it has already been produced. Whoa.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way.
Way. Mm-hmm. So, however.
At a certain point, The Way Highway, as part of Nice Guy Digital, will be on Patreon.
Yes. Although Patreon, you should probably call it because you're a Pats fan.
Patreon.
No, God. Please don't tell me there's a Pat. There's probably someone out there that started Patreon. It's like, it's for fundraising for Pats fans if you want to open. Like,
it's for all the tailgates and the Tom Brady diet.
Is there a Patreon? We have a lot of stuff to Google already. We're
Patreon.
Like 5 minutes into this show.
I don't know. That's probably just some idiot's name on Patreon is Patreon.
Yeah,
and he's trying
go,
to like,
go Pats
watch
anyway.
Watch my live stream of me calling the game.
Yeah, it's my...
I'm sorry. I don't want to make fun of my own people.
I will, though.
Yeah, no, please,
happily.
Absolutely.
We are on Patreon, though. Nice Guy Digital is on, yes. And there's going to be additional stuff.
Additional Way Highway content. That if you subscribe to us and help us continue to produce the show by giving us your hard-earned dollars that we will use.
Or lazily earned dollars. We don't judge.
You know,
if
lazy
you suck
hard
at your
dollars.
Job, we'll still take your
that's
money.
That's cool. But you will be getting additional exclusive content, including some behind-the-scenes things, you know, things that happen in between segments when we're playing songs.
Afterwards.
Which, you know, and then also afterwards.
And maybe even you can download your own wall of Sean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you could have a wall of Sean. Or one of our segments, Munchie Review, is going to become exclusive content where you can tell me what you want me to try.
And if I think it sounds good, I'll try it
and
as well.
Yeah, but yeah, I was trying to help you out by leaving you out of the, you know.
If it looks terrible, you're on your own.
Yeah, if it's terrible, it's on my own. We'll just have Bernie Bronson come to my house so I can be close to my toilet.
Right, but if it's if it's meat, I probably will need to eat it.
If it is, if it involves meat, if I can't make a vegetarian, pescatarian version of it,
right. But although that's actually a very dangerous thing to admit, because people are like, "All right, we're sending you in. It's a pigeon kebab." With dog shit sauce or something. And
I said
I'm not going to do that.
Specifically say real food items only.
Yeah, that's true. You can't send us just
specifically say
shit.
like things that people like. I want you to have eaten it.
Did you when you were a kid? And we ever do the make suicides?
No, dude,
where
yes.
You would just like take a giant cup and fill it with all the disgusting things you could from your fridge and see who'd drink it.
Oh, well, oh no. Okay, so two things. One, I made suicides like at the 7-Eleven or the convenience store with all the sodas, mixing all those together.
But I mean, that's
But the thing that you're talking about, and this was my older sister's fault. Thanks, Liz. I convinced that a creme de menthe parfait, you know what I'm talking about? Which is ice cream and creme de menthe.
Delicious.
But convinced me that Palmolive liquid soap, because it's the same color green, was that stuff. So
older
I put a bunch
sisters,
of, yeah, dude.
Man.
I put a bunch of Palmolive into a glass of ice cream and blew bubbles for a few hours.
That's That's quite something.
So don't do that to
don't
me
do
much.
That.
Know
yeah,
that
well,
I've already been there. Real food items only.
Yeah, I don't care if you're eating Tide Pods. We're not going to. But we actually should review another
thing
here.
Let's do this.
It's time for us to
this
dive
is fun.
Product review.
I have here Kana Cannabis Infused. These are 4-to-1 CBD peach gummies. 100 milligrams of CBD, 25 milligrams of THC in this whole bag. So 10 pieces. So each one is 10 milligrams of CBD and 2.5 milligrams of THC. So I'm going to try one. Now, you said, this is interesting because Justin brought me this.
Yes. We're going in the opposite order from what we normally do.
Where?
Which is where I've actually tried something that you haven't. Yeah, I got these the other day because I wanted to do a CBD gummy. And
for something special?
I'm just trying different ratios, trying to see what like works for me when I don't want to have my brain, you know, turn into pudding.
Yeah. And this did turn your brain into pudding.
Well, I took a couple of them.
At the same time?
Well, maybe 5 minutes apart, which is just basically the same time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the funny thing with ratios is you're like, oh, 4-to-1 is that in your brain, you're like, that doesn't seem like it has much THC in it. But it still, like, ends up being 5 milligrams of THC.
Yeah.
And I'm very susceptible to edibles. They hit me like a freight train. I'm kind of trying to reintroduce them and see if I can find ratios that don't make me feel terrible.
Interesting. Well, first of all, I'll tell you before I go further into what your experience, the peach flavor is delicious.
Yeah, they're very good. Actually,
they're really
dangerously
good.
Tasty.
They're dangerously tasty,
that's
as
part
most
of the problem.
Candy edibles are.
Yeah.
So, Justin, you went against my recommendation of go 10 milligrams at a time.
I should have listened to you,
Sean. It's okay. It's
well,
all right.
I was going 2.5.
I know. You went, like, because you don't think so, but it's odd how what CBD does to THC. And I think for the most part, it kind of evens it out, you know, which is why ratio pet, like, but maybe in some ways it heightened it for you.
Maybe, or maybe I just hadn't done an edible for so long that it just like, there's like residual wiring in there that can still just fire.
Now, when you say it really messed you up, what happened? Like, were
it
you?
I mean, it didn't really mess me up. Okay. It wasn't like the Dodger game,
the,
Sean.
No, sure.
But it was. I just had a little bit where I was lying on the sofa, and you know that moment where you're like, "Oh man, is this taking a little step off the ledge just a little bit too far here?"
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel because listeners, if you remember a few episodes ago, I reviewed that Kavi cone, that really, really, really like 57% joint that I had.
Yes,
and I hit it once here. And at home, I hit it like 3 times pretty hard out in my yard. Hard in the yard. and then, I went upstairs. I wanted to make something to eat, but I had to stop everything, lie on the couch, and like cover myself with a blanket and just kind of
I didn't get
reassess
there.
My life for a minute. You know?
Fortunately, I didn't get there. I mean, I'm pretty good now at like recognizing when it's taking a turn.
Yeah.
You know, and it is important, like, I think, to figure out the things in your consumption pattern that to start to recognize things that can actually stave that off a little.
Right.
Like certain, you know, certain foods, certain like things I just don't want to be doing. Like I'm like, all right, I can see this maybe kind of coming to an end here. Right. And then I'm like, all right, I can go listen to music or I can do whatever. I can usually come down from it without going to a bad place.
Were you alone or was Val there?
No, I was. Well, I had Cholula. I had my dog.
You had your dog. That always helps. I was.
It actually does
alone.
Help. Dogs are excellent, excellent companions when they're too high.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're not.
Well, I mean, I gave Chewy a bunch too.
Did you?
No, God, no. Do not give your dogs edibles.
There is CBDs for dogs.
Yeah. I've given her CBD before. Yeah. And it seems to kind of work.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sold yet. I'm not sure. We have to take a break, though. And we are going to be right back with Jenny Brzezinski. And we're going to leave, by the way, with a – if you have not seen the Bash Brothers special on Netflix, I'm going to play a little bit of the over the break at Jenny's request. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm a giant fan of it. And we're going to play a little IHOP parking lot, and we'll be right back with Jenny Brzezinski.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
And we are back on the Way Highway.
Welcome back to the Way Highway.
On Adobe Radio with Justin.
And Sean.
And soon, moments away, seconds away, really when I finish this sentence, well, our guest will be joining us. She's a photographer, mm-hmm. a multi-talented human being, an actor, all sorts of wonderful stuff. A nice person.
Uh-huh. A friend.
A friend.
Never a foe.
A lover of canines.
Uh-huh.
Jenny uh-huh. Brzezinski.
Hi.
Just going to sit here and pretend I'm not here and make you guys feel silly.
Good.
Yeah, see how long I can just stay silent.
And I know. All the listeners were like, but did Jenny ever exist?
I'm not real.
Oh man.
Oh, man.
Did you guys know that... So Snuffleupagus, you know Snuffleupagus, Big Bird's friend?
Mm-hmm.
Snuffleupagus, and I don't know if I've told the story on the Way Highway before, but maybe I have. Snuffleupagus was Big Bird's friend, and initially in the 70s, was a only Big Bird could see Snuffleupagus. He was like imaginary, kind of. And that changed because of the Catholic Church sex scandals. The pedophilia scandals, because Sesame Street and the people involved were like, hey, we're sending a message to kids that, like, people don't believe Big Bird when Big Bird is talking about their friends. Maybe we're sending a message that adults don't believe kids. So,
wow.
That's interesting.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
That is pretty heavy.
I went to, okay. So this was a
not
weird...
Not that you're fictional. You are
no, no, you're Jenny Brzezinski exists. She's
here.
Right here. I did a weird cross thing in my head, and it ends kind of hilariously. Because what you're saying right now was given to me as a theory about the Big Lebowski. And in the Big Lebowski, the idea, the theory was that Steve Buscemi's character, Donnie, is a figment of John Goodman's character's imagination, right? And I need to watch the movie again to go to see if Donnie interacts with anybody else and if he even talks to the dude directly, because the idea is the dude understands. What's John Goodman's name in that film? Does anybody remember? What's that character's name?
Well, it's Dickie is the, or Donnie is, shut up, Donnie.
Donnie is Steve Buscemi. Right. But the dude understands that John Goodman, was in Vietnam and lost his buddy, who is who Donnie is. So, like, he lets him get away with it.
But they go and they throw ashes.
But is that a thing that they do?
Yeah, it hits him in the face.
It does hit him in the face. There is that ashes part. Okay, but anyway.
I mean, I love the theory. I love shit like this.
Right, you love shit like this. But
yeah,
then you were saying
it
about Snuffleupagus. So in my head, the theories crossed, and there was a time that Big Bird was in Vietnam losing Snuffleupagus.
No.
And I want that storyline to be true.
Every day I'm snuffling.
Well, I learned something new. I didn't know that about the...
The Big Lebowski?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Some of those theories, though, like, I mean, do you subscribe to, like, do you get into that, like, weird, like, fan theories and, like, sort of?
I like to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them a chance, always.
Yeah. Because you have, like, a pop cultural pretty, you know, you watch a lot, you seem to have a pretty wide / nerdy pop cultural.
We watch a lot of good stuff and a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah.
We have fun doing it.
Yeah. Because the bad stuff, like... A lot of these theories, like, no one's doing a theory like this for Downton Abbey. Like, the theories only come with, like, you know, like, pop, like, things that are a little more...
Well, the Big Lebowski is a terrific film, but yeah, it's not...
Right.
Not necessarily a more of a soap operatic drama.
Right. But it's usually something that stoners like,
mm-hmm.
where these theories come up. There's a really great Star Wars alternate perspective thing I read once that was like all from the point of view of like how much of the asshole like the rebels are in Star Wars and kind of from the point of view of the Empire, and it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
That's similar to the Karate Kid. Daniel LaRusso was the asshole.
I just heard that recently, and I guess I haven't watched any of the new stuff on YouTube, but everybody's been saying that now that if you look at it, like he just wanted him to stay away from his girlfriend,
right?
And
right.
Yeah.
Interesting to hear that.
And the YouTube Red show Cobra Kai is really good and kind of pushes into that.
Yeah.
Have you watched? Have you watched it? Cobra Kai.
I know. I need to.
Yeah. I've watched season one.
I have not watched it. I've heard good things. Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah. It's very good. And it really just does push into that, like, Johnny Lawrence, his life was ruined. Like, that summer through to that school year, like, was the point that where he just, like, his life fell apart. And now he's just, like, kind of a schmuck, like handyman who's not even really good at that. He's just an alcoholic. Man. And it's amazing because if you watch it, he basically like becomes a hard version of Mr. Miyagi. He's just trying to buy some like booze and a nerd kid is getting picked on outside of the liquor store and he defends the kid. And then the kid's like, teach me karate. Now, first of all, it's not Mr. Miyagi, so it's like Johnny Lawrence. So, like, it's like kind of maybe what, like a 45-year-old dude beating the crap out of high school kids.
But Mr. Miyagi was only like he seemed super old, but he was like 50.
Oh man!
And it's still a man beating up children in that movie.
It is weird, but so it's another man beating up children. But anyway, when he's finally like, okay, I'll teach you. And like starts getting it together when he's painting the strike first, strike hard, no mercy. All of a sudden, you're like, "Fuck yeah!" And it's really weird to be like, "Oh, the villain has become the hero."
I need to watch this now.
Yeah,
there's too much though. I mean, you can't watch everything.
There's so much out. There's so much out.
I know.
We just started Stranger Things season two.
Oh, season two.
Three, sorry. Three, right? Okay. Are we on three?
Yeah,
now?
We're on three.
Three.
Now.
Yeah,
we're a couple. But again, the show is in the future, so by the time this airs, I'll probably have finished it. But it is funny when you I don't know if you've had this experience where you go and you watch something that was kind of from childhood or from whatever, and you watch it now with just kind of an adult perspective, and you're like, God, like Ferris Bueller is a sociopath.
It's true.
Yeah,
you watch that movie now, and you're like, that fucking kid. Like, the principal is just, like, trying to do his job, and, like, this kid is just, like, you know, taunting him.
I was homesick once from school, and I was in bed. Like, it was, like, I had spent the day at home alone because I was in high school, so I was old enough to be able to stay home by myself. And whatever, like, after dinner, my parents had come home from work, I'm up in my room. My door flies open and my dad's just like, what is this? And I had been watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So he assumed, because I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that I was not, in fact, sick. And I'm like, no, I'm really sick.
That was Sean's introduction to method acting.
I was like, no, I'm actually sick. But how funny would it be if that's what I chose? Not to, like, I was so boring that instead of skipping school to pull a Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
you watched
Ferris just
Bueller's
watched his day.
Oh, that's so sad. That's so lame. I'm gonna watch a movie about a rebel as my rebellion.
Yeah.
Were you a pretty good kid when you were growing up? Were you a troublemaker?
No, I lied a lot when I was little. I don't know why. I was telling tales, and actually my parents told me something a while ago. I think I was in my mid-20s, and they told this story in front of the guy that I was seeing at the time. When I was in kindergarten, my dad came to pick me up one day, and before he could get to me, they're like, Mr. Brzezinski, can we talk to you in the office? And he's like, yeah, sure. It was very serious. So closed the door and sat him down and said, Jenny, I feel so bad that this is true, and I don't know why I did this, but these people went to my dad and was like, your daughter has informed us that you beat her at night, and her mother doesn't feed her.
Oh, no.
And my dad legit, they said, is this true? And his answer was, no, but it's going to start tonight.
Oh.
I have no idea. And I was, what, like 5'6" then?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have no idea why I did that. I felt so bad. I was like, Dad, you're lying. He's like, no, my mouth hit the floor. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was such a bad kid, Dad. I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Wow.
Why did I say that? I have no idea why I did that.
I feel like most people have a couple things from childhood that you look back on. You're like, ugh. I mean, even when we were talking about, like, your sister making you eat the detergent.
Yeah.
Did you have siblings?
I did.
Jenny?
Older brother, yeah.
Older brother. Was he pretty nice to you, or did he, like...
Not at all. We didn't become friends, really, until I turned 21 and could go out drinking, and now we're BFFs.
Yeah.
Right. So. How much older?
3 years.
That's a pretty good gap, though. Like, that's not... Like, my sister and I are 18 months, and so we were only 1 year apart in school. And, like, I do think, like... The longer distance you can get, kind of the better. Like my wife, she has a younger sister, 7 years younger and 14 years younger.
Oh, wow.
And like the kid that's 14 years younger is not even in like the same generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, she was like a 3-year-old, you know, when Val was in high school. So like at some level, it's like sibling dynamics are completely different. They're not rivalries. It's just like this other weird little child that's running around the house.
Yeah.
She's probably babysitting all the time too.
My sister did the same thing that you did, Jenny. Similar. My father, so we all went to school in Revere, but we didn't live in Revere because my parents. So this is Massachusetts.
Revere.
Let's go all the way back. Yeah. Massachusetts. I was born in Beverly. My parents taught in Revere, and that's where they're from.
Revere is in
those
Paul.
Those towns. As in Paul Revere.
Okay.
Those towns are about a half an hour separated from each other. So we would all wake up, drive to Revere, and my sister and I were going to kindergarten through fourth grade for me, kindergarten through eighth grade for her, to a Catholic school in Revere near where my parents taught. So my father would come and walk to pick us up, and then we would all leave together. Blah, blah, blah. He had an unfortunate style at the time for this whole situation because he would perm his hair, and then he had a mustache, and then he would wear aviator sunglasses. So he looked crazy. So he's showing up and he's standing like that outside of a school, just waiting outside of a school. And my sister walks up at the same time as a cop pulls up. And the cop gets out of the car and he's like, little girl, is this your father? And she goes, I don't know. And so it became a little bit of a big deal for a second until he was able to get her to say that, yes, in fact, he was her father.
And again, looping back... There's like a incest joke in Ferris Bueller when she picks him up and it's like the dad and they're making out.
Right.
So
right.
Tell
yeah,
you.
I forgot about that.
Right.
Like, he's like, so that's how it is in their family. And that guy actually did become a pedophile.
Oh, man.
The teacher.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
The principal, right? Wasn't he arrested for like child porn and stuff?
Oh, my goodness.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. No.
Man, this is really taking weird turns.
Man.
Sorry. This is not the theme.
God.
So the theme of the week.
I started by saying that I lied when I thought, I don't know why I said that. I didn't even know that I said that. I didn't believe him. I was like, there's no way. He's like, yes, you did. I'm like, I'm so sorry. God.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times, like, the little kids, like, just want attention.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And like, at least you didn't. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like you didn't double down. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem with that, where it's like... some comedian, I don't remember who it was. Some comedian was talking about like how he made a joke in grade school about a doctor. And he's like, yeah. And then he left his hand down there and he felt around for a long time, you know, about his testicles. And the teacher was like, did he really do that? And he's like, and I knew that I should be like, no, I should just that I should, but I didn't want to back down on my joke that nobody in class was laughing at. So instead, I incriminated doctor.
Oh my gosh!
You know?
At least I'm not the only one. But
oh, I think kids do that all the time.
We had 14 stairs. We had a 3-story house, and we had 14 stairs going up. I was always running up those things, and I would always fall, and I had bruises all up and down my shins, like, all the time.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if one day I was wearing shorts, and someone's like, hey, what happened to your legs? And maybe I liked the attention or just had a wild imagination, because I was always making stories up and always just, I love making up stories. So maybe I was just like, I don't know what. This is so bad. I am not sending this to my parents.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, that's the advantage of it being like a cannabis show anyway, is normally parents like, I don't want to listen to, you know, to that filth. I don't know. It's not really filth. Today was like, cannabis, guys, come on. Cannabis is legal now.
It is legal now.
I know.
We should play a PSA.
We can't play that PSA now.
This will be the only episode without a PSA.
We've missed our PSA window.
Guys.
We could make one up about lying about your
parents. Don't lie about your parents.
We need a dramatic flourish noise, but I don't think we have one.
Parents all around the USA are trying hard to parent. So don't unhelp them parent by telling other people about their bad parenting when their parenting is actually good.
Billy, what happened for you to get that bruise on your forehead?
I fell. And I mean it. I really did fall.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. I fell.
You. I was a medical professional.
No, but I just want you to know that actually what I did was fall. Man, I sound old.
this PSA. This PSA is not going to make it on the air. We should really take a break from that.
Take a break.
And we're going to go back to the Lonely Island well. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, speaking of people that have no problem with bragging and braggadocio, we're going to play a little I'm So Humble from the pop star soundtrack. We'll be right back with Jenny Brzezinski.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway with Justin.
And Sean.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny. I feel like we should, after the Big Lebowski thing, and those conversations about those theories, I feel like we should just come up with a theory of a character that, like Fight Club, or that's like that character's dead the whole time, and if we could spread it. I actually feel like maybe there was one about Ferris Bueller, that Ferris Bueller was a figment of Cameron's imagination.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah. That could be a thing.
We need to Google that, Bronson.
But you could
if
almost.
That's not a theory. Right. We should pitch that there is no Ferris
see how long
Bueller.
It takes before that becomes the thing.
We start pitching Let's high theories.
Yeah.
You know the Mandela effect, right?
Sure. Yeah, we talked about that right. with Kazam.
Right. Kazam is one, Berenstein versus Berenstein Bears, the actual one about Nelson Mandela.
The Mr. Pennybags, or Mr. Pennybags, the Monopoly guy, does not have a monocle.
Right, okay, no monocle on that guy, but some people think there's a world that exists that he does.
Yeah.
The other day, a Mandela effect for me was introduced where there's a world where people believe at a certain point an improv team called Beer Shark Mice called me down from the lighting booth when I used to run lights at Iowa West when it was open to play in the show with them on stage, and I killed it, and that never happened.
Yeah, that's weird.
But it was told to me like a story that they remember.
Like, that's not a thing.
And I was like, that was not a thing that ever happened. So I'm part of a Mandela effect, and so what I'm saying is I'm into it. Let's introduce weird movie theories, way highway movie theories that are not real.
Yeah,
the Cameron theory exists.
Thank you.
Cameron is
totally
a figment. Yeah, yeah.
No, Ferris is a figment of Cameron's imagination.
Is Ferris a figment of? But Ferris has a family.
So
do they not know? But what are they? Who are they checking?
Or is Cameron a figment of Ferris?
Cameron would have to be a figment
of Ferris. Cameron's got the whole dad. He's got a different house.
He's got the dad with
a
Ferrari.
Ferris is a way that Cameron can handle his dad.
So Jenny, give us what's a movie that you enjoy that you think we could do? We could do one of these.
I'm sure they've all been done.
Probably.
Let me think.
There's. How about in The Sixth Sense, we come up with a theory that he's been dead all along?
What if Darth Vader is actually Anakin Skywalker.
Shut
Luke up. Skywalker and Leia's dad, they'll be brother and sister.
What?
Would love to come up with a theory that the prequels don't exist. Maybe we can Mandela effect the prequels.
That
they never happened.
Amazing.
What is the movie that's coming out called Yesterday where people forget about the Beatles?
Yeah.
So a guy
it's
plays
out.
Beatles songs. That movie's out?
Well, certainly by now.
Man, if we could only get a world where people forget that the prequels exist and then we could make the prequels.
I'm just not trying to tempt fate. The newest Indiana Jones.
Right.
Why?
That was
he's like 70, and I love Harrison Ford in prime Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But
and if you're gonna do it right. That was just
They're making another one.
I walked out of that movie. I've walked out of two movies in my lifetime. That was one of them, and Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald.
Interesting. And Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was bad. And I'm glad that I walked out because I heard what happens at the end. I would have set that theater on fire and be like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I almost did that. And I did set the theater on fire at the end of Dirty Work as well. So, but that was just
everybody
an accident.
Talks about, I think we were talking to a friend when we were going over movies that we walked out of and somebody said Dirty Work.
Interesting.
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
I haven't. I haven't walked out because I'll just fall asleep. That's my go-to. My go-to is like, oh, this isn't good, and then I take a nap.
I feel like I have. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've definitely now, and by the way, now I happily will turn a movie off.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm at home, it's different in a theater, you know.
You can't turn it off.
You're also probably you can't turn it off. No, I still do. And people are like, dude, this is not your
turn
right.
It back on, man. What are you doing? I'm sorry.
Sorry. But I do, I will turn one. I will stop. I'll put a book down now. If I'm not enjoying it, like 50 pages in, I will stop a movie. I mean, it's masochism to continue watching something that you are not into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the number one walked out of the theater movie is.
Whoa.
Or if there was just one that when it opened, it was so horrible. That I know like Blair Witch, right? Everyone was throwing up and stuff.
Yeah. I think that was just because the camera was so jiggly.
No, I know, but I mean, having effects where you either walk out because you're getting sick or walk out because it's just crap.
Right.
But they used, like, horror movies, and obviously you know that world very well. They used to promote that stuff, right? So there was, like, some movies in, like, the 70s to be like, this movie is so scary, you have to take out an insurance policy. Like, that would be, like, the ad. Or they'd be like, four people have died in the theater watching this movie. Like, they used to promote that stuff.
No, thank you.
Four people have died.
I don't think that that's really what they did.
Are we telling lies again?
But I do know that there were a few movies that came out that were like, this movie is so scary that you have to sign a release form. Things like that. so that we're not liable if you have a heart attack and die.
That's crazy. That's too much.
That's too much.
That's too much.
Come on, guys.
Would you sign it, though?
I would sign it.
I'd
sign anything. I'll sign anything.
I don't want to sign. I don't want to release them from liability. I want my family to collect. All right. Hey, what do we got, Sean? We got a game here today?
Yeah, we're going to play a little game at this point. I cooked up a little edition of Chuck Carey Thrill. I just let that play for a minute.
Yeah.
Midsummer's edition of Chuck Carey Thrill. So, Jenny, Chuck Carey Thrill is a game that I made. It's based off the same rules as Fuck, Marry, Kill. But this is Chuck, like, chuck it. Like, not doing that. We're getting rid of this one. Carey, like, I'll carry it in my heart. It'll be with me forever. Or Thrill, like, yeah, I'll do it once. Okay. I'll do it once. I'll get a thrill with it, right? And this is the Midsummer's edition.
A Midsummer Night's quiz.
I'll get there. So, number one, it's hot, okay? It's really hot. It's like one of those over 100-degree midsummer days, okay? So, Chuck Carey Thrill, these three reactions. You pack the car, you go to the beach. you go to hotels tonight and you find a cabana room by a pool, or you shut the blinds and crank the AC. So chuck one of them, not doing that ever. Carry one of them like that would be the thing I would do for the rest of my life. Or a thrill. Yeah, I'll do it once.
The cabana one?
Yes.
That's a thrill.
You're going to chuck it. No yeah. cabana room. I
mean, no, it's a thrill.
You didn't do it once.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You're going to thrill it. Yeah. You're going to thrill it. We'll do it once. Yeah, we'll do it once. Fine. Okay.
And then I'll carry the, I mean, just the dark and the AC, man. That yeah. is just
pretty nice.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to carry that. Just shut the blinds. Turn on the AC. Be in your house. And we're chucking, packing the car and going to the beach. It's done. We're not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, especially in LA.
Yeah,
it's a lot of traffic.
Accidentally, I wasn't even thinking about that. It was 4th of July weekend once, and I drove all the way from Glendale to Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
Not only the traffic that I got stuck in for so long, there's no parking, the beach is packed. Like, that's not fun for me.
No, that's a mess.
That's a mess. So, yeah.
It's a mess.
Chuck that
if
shit.
If it's that hot, everybody's there.
Yeah, chuck it.
2 hours to get there.
Chuck it.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
No. I can't.
All right, number two here. You're at a midsummer party. You want to drink something that isn't beer. So chuck, carry, thrill these alternative adult beverages. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Rosé. Vodka from an actual watermelon.
Okay. Vodka from the watermelon, even though I hate watermelon, yeah. I'm carrying.
You're going to carry that. You'll do it forever. Is it the... Okay, we'll discuss after, yes.
I'll thrill the Mike's Hard Lemonade because one of those can be good.
Uh-huh.
And then two is just...
Yeah.
And then what's the?
You're chucking the rosé.
Oh my god, rosé is the nastiest.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with rosé.
Amazing. That's fun.
You're ruining my you know my drag name. Since you love the Lonely Island, my drag name is Rosé Canseco.
That's so dumb. Oh, man.
You're not coming to my drag show.
Rosé really did spark up out of nowhere. And now all of a sudden,
everywhere.
Everybody's like drinking rosé.
Right?
It's a thing to do. And I even have found a brand called Free at BevMo where I can get an alcohol-removed rosé. So even I can drink rosé.
I have a story that I probably don't have time to tell you in this episode. We'll have to tell it off the air afterwards about Free.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Chuck, carry, thrill these summer sports.
Oh, boy.
Surfing, beach volleyball, ultimate frisbee.
Should I say one more time?
Surfing, beach volleyball, ultimate frisbee.
Boom. Let's get rid of it. Let's chuck ultimate frisbee.
Okay.
I've played it before, it's fun, but let's chuck it.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Volleyball.
Yep.
I think I'll thrill that.
You thrill it. You do it once.
Yeah.
And carry. You're carrying surfing.
Yeah.
Do you surf?
Yeah.
I did when I lived in Miami. I tried a couple times with my best friend, which was way more fun than coming out here. The first time I tried to take my board out to, I think it was Malibu too. Mm. Not only were all the surfers hogging waves, being rude. I had an old dude just yell at me to get out of his way. I'm like, aren't we supposed to be cool and have fun? But the water is so dark and scary here.
Yeah.
In Miami, it can be, but you also have crystal blue days.
Right.
It's way too stormy and creepy here. So I did it one time, and then I've never taken my board outside.
Also, I heard that there's a group of surfers here that rob banks.
Oh, man.
I think that's a theory.
Oh, man.
Do you know Johnny Utah was a figment of Patrick Swayze's imagination of Point Break? He thought that the cops were hunting him down, but it was his own sense of guilt.
You know what? Actually, a good one with that would be is that it was Johnny Utah had MPD, and he is...
the character's name
I wanted to say Pacey, but that's Dawson's
Creek. That's Dawson's Creek.
Brody. It's Brody.
Brody.
How did you get there, though?
I don't know.
Pacey definitely is a fictional character in Dawson's Creek.
Who talks about Pacey?
I don't know.
Even Josh Jackson doesn't talk about Pacey.
What if Brody is Pacey later year?
Whoa.
Later year. He left Dawson's Creek and... just hightailed it.
Oh, I was like later years, like he's Pacey after, because also that he's Benjamin Buttoning. So he's getting younger.
No.
And that's how he got away with it. So when he surfs away, when he surfs away at the end of Point Break, he does get away, and they never catch him because he's aging
backwards.
There's
only one flaw in that.
Whoa, yeah.
Brody looks a lot more like Dawson than like Pacey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's start that.
Okay.
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 Here we go.
Chuck Carey thrill these summer slides. Water slides,
oh, yeah.
Slip and slides, and a hot slide in a park that you forget is hot and you slide down it and it burns you.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Well, because I'm not into torturing pain, I will chuck that.
Yeah,
out
that makes sense. Okay.
Water slides on like a slip and slide?
Yeah, so a slip.
I mean, thrill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a couple time thing. And then there's just grass at the end or gravel or wherever you lay it. And then we'll keep the water slide.
Probably shouldn't do that.
That
on
makes
gravel.
Sense.
You probably shouldn't, but you'd be surprised.
People aren't always the smartest, as it turns out. Chuck Carey thrill these films with some variation of Midsummer in the title. A Midsummer Night's Dream, the 1999 adaptation of Shakespeare with Kevin Kline. A Midsummer Night's Sex Comedy, the 1982 Woody Allen film. Or Midsummer, the 2019 horror film that's in theaters now.
Dude, theories is just coming up everywhere.
Oh, man.
Sean Spiracy theories.
I'm gonna chuck the Woody Allen one.
Yeah,
good call. Speaking of,
I'm gonna.
we did finally loop back to put it.
I'm gonna thrill the horror one.
Okay,
just
to check it out. Midsummer.
But I really, I don't know if it's the same one, but we watched one in school because I did theater and chorus and everything growing up in school, and I really liked that.
The Kevin Kline one's pretty. It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's cute.
What's the year before that one? Does anyone know?
1998. Dude, was the year before 1999.
There actually, if you go to IMDb, there are so many.
Yeah,
there are so many.
I wasn't in school, right? Then, but I do like that story.
Yeah,
it's done well. I really had fun watching that.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Chuck Carey thrill these summertime songs. Summertime, the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince version. Summertime, the Janis Joplin version of the Gershwin song. Or Summertime, Doin' Time, the Sublime song.
Okay, well, that's hard. I don't know. I don't know the Janis Joplin one.
Well, but Summertime from
it's a Porgy and Bess one.
Summertime.
And the living's easy.
So that's so
but it's just Janis.
Yeah,
it's the same as that one. It's just Janis Joplin.
Sublime song?
No, because the Sublime song has the kind of chorus in there, and then the verses are all different.
So it's like a sample.
It's
almost.
A sample almost.
All right, well, let's check that.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
I'm going to. I guess you gotta carry.
Some summertime.
Yeah, you can carry it forever. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Yeah, yeah, that's a groove. Yeah, listen, because that's
Janis Joplin.
I like it. I might switch.
Yeah, there you go.
Janis Joplin herself would probably go, "You should thrill me," because she was crazy and died young. You know, so she's more of a thrill person.
What if Will Smith is Janis Joplin reincarnated?
Whoa.
And Jazzy Jeff never existed.
No way.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have.
We're going to leave you with that theory.
We're going to leave you with that theory. And please, wayhighway@adobe.com.
Yeah.
Send in your crazy alternate theories, and we will totally publish them. And also remember, as legalization sweeps country, a lot of Americans still locked up for dealing, possessing, or even smoking marijuana. Don't just legalize it, deschedule it, support clemency, get nonviolent drug offenders out of jail.
That is it for us and for Jenny. Thank you for listening to The Way Highway live on Adobe.com or the free Adobe app, or subscribing on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, like theorypodcast.com, if podcasts even exist. Do they even exist?
Are they real?
If you like what you heard, tell everyone you know and follow us on Twitter @The Way Highway or Instagram @Way Highway.
You can also find Sean at Sean Cowie, me at Justin_Ware, or Justin Ware Official on Instagram. And if they want to see you and your photography and all that good stuff.
Yeah, my photography is Brzezinski Photography. It's on Facebook and it's on Instagram.
Yes. It's good stuff. Really, check it out. She's quite talented, even though we didn't talk about it at all. sending a shout out to our composer, Gregory Jenkins, our producers, Nice Guy Digital, Dr. God Productions, and Bernie and Bronson. And most of all, thank you for listening.
And remember, if you want to ride high, always take the Way Highway. Bye.
Bye. Bye.